Hey ho, dear ones. Funny thing about these podcast episodes. Sometimes I feel like we tune in to certain episodes, blogs, books. We tune into people, mentors, we connect, often just to get one thing. Yes, I hope that from this podcast episode, you get 1,000 things that you can integrate into your experience, that you can gain inspiration from, so you can live a more joyful, sovereign, abundant life. But what if you're tuning into my voice right now to get one thing that you really need on your soul path? And that one thing is gonna be like a trigger, and it's gonna open up 100 doors for you of higher growth and potential. I'm sharing this with you because our guest today really unlocked a lot of things for me, for sure. But I took one thing away that has stuck with me. Daniel and I actually spoke a couple days ago, and it has been with me. It is what I absolutely needed to hear. And I'm going to share with you the one thing I needed at the end of the show, after you listen to the interview, because it'll be interesting to see maybe you picked up on that one thing, or maybe you needed something else. Because my guest today is Daniel John Hahneman, and we talk about how to connect to source to live a more aligned, abundant life and life and business, but we really unpack so much more than that. So why don't we go ahead and get right to it? In today's episode, Daniel and I explore how to go from fear to fun, reclaim your sovereignty, and rock your sails with source. We end on an invitation that will have you inviting in all the creative sparks that you get a hell yes to pursue so you can live the life of abundance you deserve. So stay with us until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at allisonscammell.com or in the show notes. Today's guest is Daniel John Hahneman. Daniel has an extensive background as a professional counselor and certified hypnotherapist. From a best-selling book series, Daniel co-authored the book Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, Living in Abundance, which featured internationally renowned legends including Anthony Robbins, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Dr. Michael Beckwith. Daniel helps spiritual entrepreneurs to break free from old programming so they can live 100% in their soul truth on all levels of life and business. I had an absolute blast connecting to Daniel on all manner of things relating to rocking your sails with Source, so please enjoy. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, Daniel.
Hey, so glad to be here, Allison. To move the needle forward from fear to fun, to rock ourselves from source. Absolutely.
I love this. And so I talk about this a lot too, this topic a lot, about the power of fun and being in the energy of fun and play in our business. And it's when we're in this relaxed, playful, spacious energy is when the sales come in, and when we're all gripped on an outcome, a sale, doing things a certain way that doesn't feel good, that usually reflects in like the sales not coming in. But you know, Daniel, this is a hard one. This is a hard one. I'm in the middle of a launch right now, and I literally teach this to people. And I find myself working longer hours than I really want to. So let's unpack this. Let's go. Even I get hung up on this one. So where do we start when we go from fear to fun? Well, first of all, I'd love for you to share what it means to you to rock your sales with Source.
Okay. Well, a lot of times what we're trying to rock our sales with is just concepts of how we've been told to rock our sales, whereas I think we've overcomplicated it a lot, like with all these tactics and strategies and whatnot that are out there, and we're not actually even listening to our deeper soul calling in the world in the first place. So are you actually, you know, here living, you know, your soul's mission? Are you on that pathway fully and completely as much as you know to that you can't connect with, right? Like you may not know, we play the forgetting game a lot too, by the way, but we're like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, there's something there and that you need to follow that. You need to move forward from that. So it's coming from that place, whereas when you're in that place of trying to figure it out in your head, you know, the usual things we hear about, but like, I want to try to bring something extra into it today. But this place of, I don't know what it is. I'm going to kind of use my guidance. And then I do these exercises, this great coach I have, whether it's me or Allison or, you know, if we had such exercises. And then I'm going to figure it out. Then I'll know what it is. And then I'm going to launch it. And then, you know, I'm going to sell X amount of units. And then I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to rock my sales because I'll sell 1,000 units, $47 or whatever. Whatever it is. And so that's like the opposite. So the trueness of it is like, what is my soul's mandate right now? What do I feel right now is the truth for me? And then not adding on to it. You know, it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. I don't know about X, Y, Z and all these other things, these unknown things. Let me use a pendulum. Let me go crazy trying to figure it out. No, just start with what you know and be a little bit more patient. You know, a lot of times we're just not patient enough. We don't have the bigger success that we're looking for. You're like, I don't know, let's just figure things out. Let's throw this page together and make it happen. Or if we are in a launch, sometimes we just get caught up in the launch energy. We're like, well, I planned this. I have to do it no matter what. And, you know, that's just the way we know this gets the numbers. We know. And half the time it works and half the time it doesn't, right? And either way, you're exhausted when you're done. So it's like, okay, are we listening deeper to that soul mandate? What are you learning? Because I know a lot of times when I feel contracted, I'm like, oh my God, I got to hit that metric today, you know, or whatever it is, that thing. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel the energy. I'm not getting that calling. I don't have that thing. A lot of people say that's lazy. I say that's genius. That's brilliance. Because once I allow that flow to come back into me when it wants to, when it's ready to land, then it's like, oh my God, I got so much to give. I'm like, let me give this to them. This is what I want to share with the world now. But a lot of times we just power through. So when we're rocking our sales from Source, is we're really listening. We're really allowing ourselves to be patient for that, those waves to come in. People say living from the inspiration, but you could be inspired by a social media post that says you're going to make $1 billion today and click, 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 click all the way through. I'm not talking about that kind of inspiration. I'm talking about that deep, deep soul knowing and guidance and that juiciness, that vibrancy that we feel like, man, I'm unstoppable right now within my sovereignty, within my connection with Source. And I can create anything, whether it works or not. I don't care. I'm having such a good time that I know it's working. You know, even if this one iteration doesn't work out, so to speak, it's like it's working because I am actually connected. I'm actually following what's coming through for me. So just to get the conversation started, I know you love specifics. Is we just want to start with that premise is that we're coming from that place where, you know, like I look at it like bunny rabbits jumping all over the place. Oh my God, I'm inspired. Let's go there. I'm inspired. Let's go there. It's inspired. We're inspired in every direction because all the bunnies look good. And it's like, no, stay centered here. What's coming from that deeper place from the, you know, more of that place of the vertical, as they say, right? The vertical of what's coming in rather than horizontal, like I'm going every single direction or horizontal, right? Oh, vertical, and then the horizontal happens from there easily, right? So that's what I'm talking about with rocking your sales from source?
So I'm going to go in a direction that might seem kind of odd with this, but I'm feeling called to. I'm going to talk about cults. I have a point. Okay. So there is, hearing you talk, I loved it, by the way. You made me think of this. I'm not going to say her name, but she is a very well-known coach. She's kind of she's a spiritual business coach, I'd say. Mm-hmm. A lot of followers. She claims to make $70 million in sales. So that's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, I mean, people who love her, like big L love her. Like she posts something on social media and she gets like 700 comments about how brilliant she is. Sometimes I read her stuff, Daniel, and I swear I do feel this like powerful punch of energy. This is listening to you talk made me think of that. Like she packs this powerful punch. Mm-hmm. And then there are lots of stories coming in that this woman is in a lot of lawsuits right now for people claiming that she didn't offer what they were going to say. And then there's some people coming in saying, well, it's actually a cult. And so I don't really kind of care about all that. When I tune into my intuition and ask my intuition what's going on, my intuition says, you know, keep a distance from this person. This isn't the kind of energy you want to tap into. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because I'm a spiritual person, mm-hmm. right? And I am getting energetically affected by her punchy messaging. They like initially lift me up. But when I really feel into it, I actually feel there's like a heaviness there that doesn't feel good. And I actually don't really want to be part of her world. It's not working for me. So right. It's like, sometimes I feel like, geez, like I don't want to pack a punch in my marketing and messaging in this way, but I don't want it to be a cult. And I don't want it to be like, I don't know, kind of sucking people in and then they buy my thing. And then they're like, well, that's not what I wanted. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a question in here somewhere for you, Daniel, but like, how do we really tap into that authenticity? Because even it seems like the spiritual people out there, you know, you just, it's really hard to know what messages to trust, but are you picking up on something to respond to and all of that?
Totally. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in a lot of different things. There's different programs and opportunities and personal development or sales or whatnot that take off. And it's like, everybody's getting on this banner. Have you heard of XYZ, this person? Oh my God, they're amazing. You mean it, right?
And yeah.
Get in. Everybody get in. Here's the code. Here's the link. Here's with affiliates or not, you know, but they're promoting this person like crazy and they walk on water. And I understand, like, there's this, like what you say with the cult-like following, like there is a cult-like following behind it. Am I against it? Am I for it? Or whatever. I don't care. Like, all I know is like those people are very attracted to that person, the way they're showing up, which is fine. I totally rant again and again about the lies, the misperceptions that are put out there by marketers all the time. Hey, everybody in my program is making millions or whatever. And then you find out, like, I'll find out because I'll start talking to those people in those programs. They're like, literally nobody's getting results. Like, you guys, I'm telling you, like, you're like, how could that be possible? I'm so inspired by them. They seem so heart-centered. I actually love them. I've spent time with them. What are you telling me? Like, they don't get people results? Like, yeah, for the most part, like, a lot of the people in their programs are not getting the results that they're advertising. Like, I have even seen it and heard about it secondhand, where people are like, all these people aren't getting results. And like, I did see it. I saw it just about a week or two ago. And it says, this person got these results. And there wasn't a total lie, but it was an exaggeration, you know, because I knew the person directly had been my client. Like, no, that's not the full results they got. That's not true. And so there's a lot of the way you can bring people in is to just hype the shit out of everything. And then people will just want in. And I believe, knowing myself of being able to do that and having done some of that in the past, for sure, I will confess myself. I've done some of that, you know, because it's a slippery slope. When are we exaggerating and when are we telling the truth? Like, I always was like, I don't want to not tell the truth in the other direction and be like, yeah, people get some results, whatever. You know, and it sounds so watered down either. So it's a slippery slope, but it's like, I just realized, like, why don't you just tell them the truth of what the actual results are? Because those are more amazing than what you think they need to hear. You know, they really are. They're more amazing. And people will feel your realness, you know, like, yeah, not everybody's getting great results because not everybody's actually doing the homework or whatever, you know, all the usual things we would say. And just be honest about it. Don't feel like that people in the industry will be like, oh, that's so much BS. They should still get results even if they don't do the homework because you should be that good. You should make them do. Like, no, that's not true. You know, like so many ideas around it. So you're right. There's this whole thing of like, we'll bring people into this big energy and everybody will want in and then we'll make the big offer and everybody will run to the back of the room or, you know, sign up online instantly. First five, if you go and you get a whole VIP day with me and all this stuff. And it ends up like the VIP day is like 500 people. Like, right? Like literally,
right,
like they
switch
all the time. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't understand. You didn't understand. It was in the fine print when you signed up. I've had offers like this. It was in the fine print. I don't know why you didn't, you know, read it. We don't, you know, we're sorry. How can we help you now? You know, like there's a lot. So I could rant all day on this subject.
Absolutely. I know. And it's like really so bad for the coaching industry generally that, you know, these practices go on. But I think that all we can do as soul-guided entrepreneurs and people who want to do the right thing and want to be connected to source and in alignment to our integrity and higher principles is just be in our truth, you know, be right in that connection with source. Source is never going to guide you to be phony and use the sales tactic. Right. You know, it just makes me think I signed up for this coaching certification for a specific kind of coaching modality, and you could get certified up to level 4. So I purchased the package because level 4 was going to be a live course and you would get a lot of time with this coach who was the creator of this modality. And then when you get to live 4, you realize it's just evergreen and the coach calls are just Q&A, like levels 1 through 3. There's no difference. And I was just like, oh, that's the only reason I signed up for this level 4 was to get this sort of, you know, whatever, deeper experience. So it's like that bait and switch stuff. It doesn't ultimately, yeah. Like I felt like it was a bait and switch and maybe I misunderstood something when I buy it, but let's just pretend it was. And then I bought it and here I am disappointed. Mm-hmm. And like, we don't want, I mean, so even if you use this flashy, like kind of false bonus type stuff to trigger the fear of missing out and get people clicking and buying, ultimately, if you have people walking away feeling disappointed, feeling like they've been duped, that's not, I mean, I would never want someone in my community to walk away with that feeling.
Right.
Right.
And let's take a perspective of the journey of your soul. We probably all have done this, you know, again, let's not get too righteous either. Like we've manipulated people. We've made things bigger than what they are. Even if you say, no, never in this lifetime, you probably have. But like, yeah, you probably, you know, for sure in past lives, right? We play all these roles. In my opinion, like we're here to experience all these different things, like kind of like everything in a way. Like we're here to experience all these vibrations as a soul and then we're coming back home, right? That's what I've seen through doing thousands of energy scans of people's fields and past lives and everything. Like that's what seems to be at play for people. And so as they're doing that, like those people are all part of that program right now. If you don't want to be a part of that, just opt out. It's not all about like making money only. Like, again, like it's not about, you know, that. It's about your connection with source, waking up fully and knowing that, yes, when you're bringing big impact and big value to people, the opportunity for money to flow is huge. But it can be in a way that just is true for you. You know, I would love to have this money so that, you know, we could give more to more people and all those ideas, right? Like that I could have more to give to my family when they're like, oh man, it'll be so helpful if I have this money for, well, oh, I don't have it. Oh my God. So if we get the circulation going, that we could do those things, we could have the money for those things. We could create new organizations to to feed more people or to educate more people on a hot topic that's meaningful to us, that we can allow those things to happen. And we're not sure what we're going to do with the money. Keep asking, what would I do with that money? What would I do with that money? Would it be okay for me to have a reserve of $10 million or $1 million or whatever? $1 billion, right? Would it be okay? Because it's not really a reserve. It's still circulating, right? But just what's true for you is what matters. Even if it was $100, like, it doesn't matter. What's your truth is more what I'm after than what it should be. And all these ideas, we got to expand your mindset. You got to get there. Like, we've heard that so many times, and it's going to be a program that's going to go on forever. You got to get to the next level. I had someone recently try to enroll me into a program that wasn't even their own, but they are like, they have to enroll people into the program as part of being students, right? Come into this thing. It's the most transformational thing that's ever happened. I'm like, it might be, but I don't feel calling towards it. Oh, you're playing small, and I use it right to those tactics, right? And it's like, oh my God, like, no, I'm not playing small. I'm playing big. I'm playing from the depth of my soul. Like, I'm getting support. I'm in programs already. I don't need more programs, damn it. Like, I, you know, unless it called to me, right? Then, yeah, okay. Okay, then let's do this, right? So it's got to soul inspire you as a purchaser, as one that's bringing something to humanity, the marketplace, right? What is inspiring? What is truly in the verticals inspiring you to bring forth and trusting it? Because if you're like, I want to do this, but I don't know if it'll make money, that's where you're missing. It's like, first, just trust the impulse. Then let's look at the money thing, okay? But you got to trust your impulse first. Then we can look at the money. Because the fear is, oh, you won't make money, so don't do it, right? That's a fear. And so where the fun is like, no, I want to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay, then, okay. Oh, we can look at, like, in a slow, patient way, like, okay, how would money actually transact? How would opportunities flow from this that would generate value and income and money in my business? So to allow that to happen, rather, everything's just a get rich quick scheme kind of idea. Oh, just throw this thing up and, you know, we're going to make all this money. A lot of those businesses don't sustain. A lot of people get out of this industry after they make all that money. I know many of them. You know, they don't all sustain. I could name names. There's lots of that because of the way they built it and the place they were coming from, it wasn't, and it was just another learning lesson for them on their path. And it ended up being a learning lesson for everybody that was connected with them, right? And then they move on. Everybody moves on from there. So don't just get caught up in it. Think about where is the place for my soul to be, is being led and guided to, like your whole show's about, right? Like, that's what matters.
So I like the idea of the impulse. And so I would define or relate to that impulse as, like, you get a divine inspiration from your higher self to put something out there. And so I thought this idea that I wanted more people to be able to really connect to me and understand how I can help them and transform their lives by going beyond like a free something. Of course, they can come to a free thing. They can listen to this podcast and get an idea of me. I don't charge for it. But I got this impulse for something like a 5-week course with 5 live classes and low price to get so people can invest something, to spend some invested time with me. Because I think you show up at a higher energetic vibration when you invest money into something or something else than just showing up for free, right? To really get to know me. And then people can decide, Allison is really cool and I need more of her. So I'm going to go deeper into her world, or I'm good for now. I'm full. That was a wonderful amuse-bouche. Okay. So I have this concept of, like, let's say like a 5-week course, and I really want to do this from a place of fun, and I want to rock my sails with source and sovereignty and success. Where do I go from here with my impulse to do this?
First, when you get the fun idea to do something, we have to make sure that it's actually something that wants to happen. We get a lot of fun ideas, right? I got a fun idea about a training I wanted to do next month. And then the more I sat with it, I'm like, no, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm not feeling, when I feel in my lower chakras, I go to ground it. It just doesn't feel like it wants to land. It's not that I couldn't All right, then we need to put the grounding cords in and visualize it for 15 to 30 minutes a day, and then we'll get it there, and then we'll make it happen, and of course, we'll sell out. And okay, no, it's not necessarily that. It's just you have to listen, and if you get a sense like this is an idea, it is fun, it does would be cool, it would make some money maybe, but it just doesn't feel like the thing. You want increasingly everything to feel like the thing. The whole, it's either a hell yes or a hell no, right? Is it a hell yes or is it a hell no or a hello or heaven yes or a no, whatever. Use what language you like, whatever works for you. But is it the thing? Because there's tons of ideas. People like me and you and others that are listening, we have these open crown chakras. We're getting downloads constantly, right? You know that from human design and all this stuff. Like, we get tons of ideas, tons of inspiration. We have to first see if it's the thing. If it's the thing, then all you have to do is ask. I mean, it's so simple. It's so simple. It's going to be like, of course, Dano, but it's too simple. Okay, what's the very first step? What's the very first step with this then? What's my next step? Yeah. Okay, do this. Okay, great. You know, and you could keep listening, like, is, you know, because once you get a flow, you just do the one next step. You will not have to force yourself to come up with the plan. It will just come. As you keep giving it attention and nurturing, like this energy and what's coming through, eventually what happens is you go to sit down and take the next step and you're like, I'm getting like 20, 30 more steps all at once right now. Like, it will come to you, but people aren't patient enough to let that happen. Because I've done this many, many times. I'm like, let me figure it out. I'll sit down one time and I'll download it all. And yeah, I can, but it's not going to be as optimal as if I'm patient, is what I've learned. If I'm patient, I just let it come to me in the moment that it wants to come to me rather than, I'm afraid it's not there. Let me keep asking and testing the pendulum until I get right. Like, let it come through. So, and just patiently take the steps. And then there are, it's like, then you'll be asked, like, man, now I'm being patient. Am I being patient and strong and being bold and fearless? Or am I being fearful? Because that is a hazard with this kind of idea, right? Oh, I'm just being patient. You're just scared to death. Do your thing, right? So it's like, okay, you know, when that happens, if you have even the slightest question, if you're being fearful, you're being fearful. This, okay, I'm being fearful. Okay, if I was being bold, what's my next step? Oh, okay, I see. So always asking what would be bold, what would be fun, you know? Like just, and just asking from it. So the way you ask does matter. So you do want to ask things like that. When I'm being bold and fun and free and sovereign, you know, what would be my next step? Forget about what all the marketers are saying, right? So just let it come into you and then you'll know that that's the next step. Like, I've got a launch coming up and I'm like, what's the next step? I'm like, set up five calls with five partners, you know, to launch this. Like, it's just really clear to me. Okay, that's the direction. Will I get course corrected on the path? It's possible, right? It's okay. But to go with that thing, like, okay, wow, I'm going to get that done. I'm going to get it done by Wednesday. Wow. You know, that's kind of a leap, you know? You know, oh, wow, well, let's do 100 then. That'll be better. No, maybe 5 is better than 100, right? We always think more is going to be better. More is going to be better. Not necessarily. Like, listen to your guidance. Just take the 5 first. Because it can be a way of disconnecting us. No, I'm playing bigger. Yeah, no, you may not be playing bigger. You might be in fear and just trying to stack it up through the roof because you're afraid it's not going to work. And then you're going to be, again, overwhelmed. Your soul's going to be like, what are you doing? You know, and eventually it will not work out. Something will happen. Your health, your relationships, your money, your business. Something's going to crash if you don't just keep listening and keep coming from that space. So that's what I've learned is one of my favorite teachers of it is James Twyman. He came on my show once and he talked about this. He says, I think most people just aren't patient enough. That so resonated for me. He's done big movements and everything, gone to Israel, surround circles and the, you know, the peace troubadour and all that stuff he does. Like, look him up. He's awesome. But but he's always been patient and then he does the big, bold thing. So what bigger thing could be accomplished if you're just a little patient, then really bold and fearless and having fun with it, doing it the way it comes to you, because I'm sure James didn't go to a marketing genius to say, no, this is a way to do this big movement. And maybe consulted somebody on something, but like mostly no. He was listening to his guidance. Eckhart Tolle, right? He's listening to his guidance. He didn't go to marketers and stuff. I'm not dissing marketers. I'm a marketer, but like I'm just saying, like, we don't necessarily need that. We get so caught up in these concepts, is my point, right? And it's like we have to get past the concepts. We have to start living from that deeper soul connected place. Deeper, like you said, to start the show. Let's go deeper.
I'm seeing Eckhart Tolle on Thursday live. That's funny you should mention him. And he's someone, I think, who just started with an extremely simple concept.
Yes.
One thing. It was one thing. And he wrote a book. And I don't even know, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't follow the guy. I just got an advertisement that he was going to be in Rotterdam, which is 20 minutes away from where I live. And my internal guidance system said, it was very impulsive. It was like, buy it, get a ticket right now. And I got the ticket for it like in March, like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then he's coming on Thursday. But I think he's an interesting example of, I don't even know what the guy sells. I know what he teaches, but like, I feel like he probably makes very good money. I mean, he's written international bestsellers, so he's made some money.
No doubt about that.
I spent $70. Like, I literally, he was one of my like gateway drugs, if you will, in the sense that I read The Power of Now in like 2007 or 8. And it was one of the books that got me on the spiritual path. It was him, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, The Secret. Like, those were the books that whet my appetite to really follow this path that I've been on. And the ticket was $70 to see him. And I also have to say, I had a near-death experience in 2009, and he played, without realizing it, Eckhart Tolle played a very big role my NDE. So from that perspective, I really felt called to just see where this goes. But it's a $70 ticket. And Daniel, I'll be curious to know when I'm there, how much will it be a pitch to buy, like zero? Will there be no pitch? Will it all just be like a moment, an evening of connection? Or will there be an upsell and run to the back of the room because the first 25 people to sign up get the brand new microwave oven? What do you think? What's your intuition say?
Well, I've never been to his events. I just follow him a lot, like through reading his books and videos online. And that's kind of been my way so far with him. And huge fan, of course, and of what he represents, what he's sharing. I know his publisher, you know, we're friends. And like, you know, like I feel intimately connected to him, though I haven't met him. And so if that happens, he does have pitch people, you know, like, so probably what will happen is he will not be going on and on about how you really need to do this and run to the back of the room. He's probably going to talk about it and what's involved. And then maybe he'll have somebody else that likes the idea of pitching it and being strong with it come up and say, yeah, you really want to do this, blah, blah. He may do that. I don't know. I haven't seen how they do the pitches. But I know he has other people that set things up. It probably closed things and whatnot, because, you know, that's what I've noticed about the way he does things. So, but here's the thing. It so aligns for him. Like, he didn't want to talk about presence and manifestation for a long, long time. But they kept saying, this could be so valuable. Come on. Eventually he did. And then he started creating courses on that, right? And they're his most popular course, you know, ever. Like, it was, you know, how many units it sold, I don't know. I just know they're like really popular because they kept bringing them back. Oh, we're doing another round of this thing. Like, people want it, you know? But he was reluctant, you see? And so he was patient and he waited until like, it just seemed like, we just can't keep holding this back. We really need to give this to the people, right? Like, this really wants to come through now. But someone else is like in a different place, be like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it right now. Like, and that's what I'm saying is like to allow ourselves to be more patient, because I've been one of the big offenders of that. Like, I'm like, let's push it ahead. Let's just do it now. And, you know, And I haven't always been patient, but the more patient I've been, the more, you know, success I've had in business. Like, be patient, let it build. And then it works so much more with more effortlessness, ease, joy, you know, all the things we talk about, love. You can just be real with people, right? I just like to be goofy with people with marketing and sales, and like, especially the sales process. I'm like, oh man, this is so valuable. You have to get in. And I'll say stuff like that in that tone so that people can, you know, laugh at it. But there's some truth to what these marketers say. You should probably get in, but like, you know, but ultimately I like for people to just tune in their own guidance. Should be you take this step? You know, whatever it is, whether it's working with me or something else. If I think they're tuning in a weird way, I won't call them out on that. I'll be like, okay, but if you were being bold and fearless, would you take this step? Now I ask you guys, it's like, you know, like things like that, like really helping people to navigate their guidance and know what the real truth is. And when you do that, you can't help but to see more vibrancy, more sales, more results, more goodness, you know, but you have to trust it. And a lot of times we're so hooked by our concepts that we don't trust that. We just, no, give me the template, you know? Yeah. That most great movements have not been created from a template. It came from a deep download from source. And that's where we need to learn to play more fully, more full on, because we need it right now. You know, we do need it as a collective right now. We've got to wake the hell up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think we collectively, you know, we've been like a lot of social conditioning around, you know, if you're not growing, you're stagnant, and you need to, right. This idea that we should always be making more money this year than we did last year. Mm-hmm. So it can make it really hard to be patient. And I know that sometimes I definitely lack patience when it comes to growth, because I want to be growing yesterday, and I definitely see it with my clients. So do you have any tips that you can offer folks when they are feeling like I should be growing bigger? And so, but then some of it is like, I'm not growing as fast as I want to be. And some of that is kind of divine timing. It's not ready yet. It's not your time. But some of it is a shift or a tweak wants to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not getting the growth because there's something that wants to change and maybe we haven't been seeing it. So do you have a process that you use that tells you the divine timing just isn't here yet and I need to just keep doing my thing and the growth will come? Or if it's like, okay, yes, this thing is ready to be launched into the world and I need to make some changes because what I've been doing isn't working from a marketing perspective, from a sales perspective, from a whatever perspective.
So, I mean, for me personally, what I found is that you know, I had an academy for invincible healers and it was a nice business. It was a multi, you know, six-figure business and it helped a lot of people. And I was teaching people energy scanning, be able to tune into people and be able to do healing with them and get new clients and get their businesses started for the most part. And it was really great. And one thing my frustration was that built up over years was not enough people seemed to get enough clients to make me satisfied. Like they might have been okay, kind of okay. Oh, I've got a few clients. That's all I care about, right? For me, I was like, oh man, I wanted so much more, right, for my clients. So what happened is I was called to let go of that. You know, even though it was, everybody's like, what are you doing? That's what pays your bills and makes you all that money. And I'm like, I don't know. That's what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to do it. So totally just follow my guidance. And did I expand? Did I make more money by doing that? No. Everything got cut in half or more, you know, like, and so over these last 6 years, I've been doing various things and the foundation has been intuitive business coaching. You know, I've always done business coaching for the most part. Most of the time I've been in this, you know, kind of work online and whatnot. And so I just did that, doing high level and starting to get, you know, deeply behind the people that feel real soul alignment and commitment to serve, like devote myself to, really. And so that's what I've been doing. And it's been like, okay, you went from serving a lot more people to fewer people, but then they're impacting people's lives and I'm impacting their life, right? The trickle down effect. So that's where I have been guided. And just recently I got a download that, you know, it's time for me to actually do the spiritual leadership that I'm here to do. So I'm going to be launching something that will make that, you know, extraordinarily clear. And I actually, in the past, the reason why I think I hadn't done it up till now is I think part of my being was like, oh, you know, you could get persecuted, you know, doing that kind of work. You could, you know, end up being really poor because, you know, a spiritual leader, you may or may not make much money. You may not be reliable. You might not make a lot of money. And so I'm like, so finally, I just feel like all the cards in my soul's path have brought me to this moment to where I just feel completely ready. And even if nothing came of it, like nothing happened by going down this path, that seemed good. I'm so committed to it. It doesn't matter. I told Dev, I says, even if God and Jesus or whatever, and all these beings came out and said, don't do this, don't do it. I'd be like, I don't know. I think I'm going to do it because in my soul sovereignty, I'm getting, this is what I'm supposed to do. So thank you for testing me. I'm doing this, right? Like, so you know you're onto something when it's that strong where almost nothing could convince you not to do it within your soul sovereignty, not, you know, because you're just being stubborn, but like you're just so connected to the energy of it and you just know that's true. So I don't have a simple tip necessarily to answer your question. It's more like, does it feel so strong that, you know, like people say that, well, you would do it because you love it and, you know, no matter what. But I would go even deeper than that. I would say, is it something that you could dedicate your entire life force to for the rest of your life, potentially, at least? Like, can you do that and feel like there's no doubt in your mind you're doing the right thing? Then you know you're on to it. You know, that this is a thing. Then all the offers easily, you know, more easily can flow from there, right? But if you're not at that level and that foundation yet, then, you know, some of us are talented and good with sales and stuff. We can make six figures anyway, or make, you know, good money, or even seven figures anyway, or whatever. But it's going to crash. It's not going to last. Eventually, it could all go away. I've seen people have seven-figure businesses that just dry up. You know, even those ones can dry up. Like this idea, I'm going to get there. Like, yeah, it's a painful slide down after you get there. And I've seen it happen for so many people. So, guys, you got to follow the thing that's most true to you, and that's going to be so critical the days ahead. That's the ultimate. Like, yes, we just follow nudges if we're not at that level yet, but that's the level we want to get to, where something resonates at every cell, every level, and there's no denying it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I often say, like, when people ask me, Allison, how do I know what my soul mission is? Like, how do I get the clarity? And I always say, like, start following the thing that means so much to you. You would die if you can't do it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, follow the things that really piss you off. Because that usually means something's going against your soul mission. You know, if you see an injustice in the world, that there's 1,000 injustices in the world, but what's the one thing that really eats at you, keeps you up at night? That's pointing you to your soul mission. So, yeah, I mean, it really is following those hell yeses. It means so much to me. I just couldn't even imagine my life not pursuing this thing. And sometimes those things don't come overnight. You know, they come when they come, right? This divine inspiration, the clarity regarding what it is we're pursuing. But I say, you know, keep going in the creative process, keep following the nudges from the heart, keep, you know, going to the co-creation with the divine, with what you're feeling called to create today and tomorrow. And eventually that thing that you're like, I have to, you know, introduce this to the collective. I have to birth this thing. I have to create this thing. It's going to arrive, you know? And then that's really your, you know, you're right. It's wait for those hell yeses and then be in connection to your divine guidance team regarding your next step, your best next step, your best next step. Mm-hmm. And it may mean, because this has happened to me, it may mean, you know, having the $100,000 launches to the $10,000 launches. And you're like, what? How did this happen? And why are you guiding me down this path? But it's definitely.
Then launch may turn into a $10 million launch down the line. We're so like in the moment, like, Well, if it didn't sell right now, you know, maybe if you made a couple of tweaks, it could have been, you know, way more, right? Or yeah, whatever. You're not supposed to be launching like that anymore or whatever. Like, there's so many directions that could take. But because we're not willing to sit with the sense of uncertainty, we just like, oh, okay, we got to make a decision. Let's pendulum it and figure it out and just get it done. And it was just transactional. It's like, hey, listen more deeply. What's really true? And just follow that. Even if you feel like it's going to annihilate you financially or whatever on any level, like, then for sure do it, right? Because it's only when you feel that level of intensity at some, you know, at some level that you feel that sense of intensity there. You don't have to feel like you're dying, but I'm just saying, like, you'll feel some real intensity that's there, that you're willing to face that and not know and put your head on that play, you know, that chop block, like somebody's about to chop it off, knowing it ain't going to happen, you know, and you're going to face that a million times because you just know you're meant to go down this path, and you just know it. And there's nothing that can convince you otherwise. Like, that's the level you do want to get to. You get there by saying yes only to the hell yeses. You know,
yeah.
I've tried it the other ways. I've like I say, I'm like the crash dummy. I've tried all the so-called dummy wasted. I mean, you know, whatever. I don't know what other words you use, but like, let me drill you. I've tried it all. I'm here to say I've had the human experience of going through all that, so I can be a guide for what I'm doing right now, which is to redeclare, like, this is the truth, like I've always said, but I'm just tripling and doubling down because these things I'm sharing with everybody now are more important right now on an existential level than ever before. And it's not just to scare people. I really believe that. I really do believe that at this point in time. So got to evolve or else.
Yeah. So, Daniel, we could just be talking forever and ever. This has been a super fascinating conversation. I would love for you to leave our listeners with an invitation.
So one of the invitations is, again, follow those hell yeses and those hell nos. And, you know, if you've got to just know what your truth is. Like, I remember telling one of my business coaches, like, I was asking, like, how to figure things out. I says, does it have to be a full body yes? He's like, yes. Next thing I know, they launched that program to their list. I call it full body yes that program. So guys, when we got million-dollar marketers using that idea, they get it, right? So if you haven't trusted me yet, like, let me tell you, like, it's what is true. Like, you got to follow that. If it's not a hell yes, to just start saying no to things. Like, no. Yeah, you know what? Normally I'd say yes to that. And it feels like guidance, but it's not my highest guidance. It's not for the highest and greatest good, my most boldest, greatest good. So just, again, I'm going to come back to the same tip, because until you do these basics, you know, all the other tips may not matter as much. So I'm just going to use that one.
Love it. The full body yes. And as I think about my 5-week course, I'm getting the full body yes for the course. And now it's like, what am I going to teach? And so I'm going to use your tips and I'm going to think, what would light me up and be bold and be true and needed right now as we ascend a higher and better way of living and being? And so I'm going to allow that to come when it's ready to come. Yes. So thank you for helping me on my path. Tell our listeners, Daniel, how they can find you.
So there's a few different ways. You can go to my website, yoursacredpurpose.com. I do have a meditate and make money meditation there, which is pretty cool. It gets you that vibration of opening and allowing yourself to hear your truth, opens up your chakras and energies and connects you with your guides a bit, and just helps you to get a frequency of receiving the abundance that's already there and the downloads that want to come through. So take advantage of that. And I talk about, in a very brief PDF, almost like checklist, what are the 4 ways you can meditate and make money? Because that's where all the juice is. It's like when we have those shower moments, oh my God, that's it, you know? So being a listening for that and because there's more than enough action, you know, after those shower moments. Like, oh my God, are you gonna be up all night doing this one? Because and then the energy's so juicy, it's so great. And a lot of us are just are wired that way. We're meant to wait to respond to those bigger callings. So if that resonates for you, you want to connect with me, you can go there. And yeah, on social media and all that, I'm on most of the platforms out there. Just look me up, Daniel John Hanneman. I'm under your Rock Your Sacred Purpose on Instagram if you want to connect with me there. And you can check out my podcast. I have Allison coming up on my podcast as well. So Spiritual Rockstar Podcast. I've got a men's podcast, Just Two Conscious Guys Talking. I'm a creative guy. I've got different projects going on. Check me out.
Lovely. And we will leave all those links in the show notes. Daniel, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today on Soul Guide Radio.
Thank you, Allison.
And I want to thank you, dear listeners, so much for tuning in. So the thing that I took away from this episode more than anything is if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. And I really needed to hear that. The things that we really pursue on our experience, the things that you put all of your energy behind in business, if it's not a hell yes, if you're not getting that whole body, every cell of your energy on board to pursue this, then either it's not the right time or it's not the right idea. Now, if the creative spark just arrives to you, maybe you need to tip your toe in the water a little bit to test, especially you generators and manifesting generators, to respond to see if this really is the idea. But once you test the waters, once you start to get some energetic momentum and your body is saying, hell yes, then this is the thing your soul is calling you to. It's part of your soul mission. And this is the thing that's going to get you true abundance and joy in your life, in your business. So that's all I have for you this week. Let me know in a rating and review what your aha was from this episode or any episode of Soul Guide Radio. I would love to hear your feedback. You can find different links where you can leave a review in the show notes. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, allisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.